1.
The Daily Telegraph says a new apprenticeship scheme is being launched to allow school leavers to work as doctors without a traditional medical degree. They get on with the job training straight after their A-levels. The paper says the scheme will begin this autumn to tackle NHS staff shortages. The chief executive of NHS England describes it as a radical new approach.
2.
The Guardian reports that people with links to organised crime and sex offenders are still joining the police. It says the Inspector of Constabulary, Matt Parr, has told the Home Office he disagrees with the vetting decisions on 13 new recruits, including one with a history of domestic abuse against multiple partners. The National Police Chiefs Council says swift action has since been taken.
3.
The Daily Express leads with a warning that the number of people with dementia in England and Wales will soar to 1.7 million over the next two decades. The Times says the rates of dementia in the population are rising much faster than previously thought, driven by widening inequalities, obesity and unhealthy living. However, The Express says new drugs offer hope that the condition will become treatable.
4.
The tech billionaire Elon Musk has predicted that artificial intelligence will end the need for jobs. The technology entrepreneur Elon Musk has said that artificial intelligence will eliminate the need for people to work in the future. Speaking to Rishi Sunak in London last night at an event where journalists were invited but not allowed to ask questions, he likened the technology to a magic genie capable of granting limitless wishes. And in audio released by Downing Street, Mr. Musk amused the Prime Minister by saying the future challenge for humanity would be how to find meaning in life.
And finally, 5.
Saudi Arabia is set to host the Men's Football World Cup in 2034 after Australia decided not to bid for the event. No other countries have shown interest in staging the tournament ahead of the FIFA deadline today. Our sports editor Dan Rowan says there are conflicting views about whether Saudi Arabia, which has been severely criticised for its approach to human rights, is a suitable host.
Saudi Arabia, just like Qatar, is facing criticism over its human rights record. Steve Coburn is from Amnesty International.
Migrant workers are regularly exploited. Those are the migrant workers that would end up building the stadiums and the other infrastructure. We know that anyone who criticises the regime is imprisoned. And we know that communities are discriminated against. So there are huge, huge risks in doing this tournament.